Good morning. I'm Raven Radio News Director Robert Woolsey, and I'm joined by
Lost Stopey, Sports Editor of Sitka Sentinel.
And this is the second installment of Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. And Klaus, you have had a busy weekend.
I have. I touched on the region volleyball tournament and wound up at the state swim championships in Anchorage. And Sitka has a state champion.
Wow. Tell us about it.
The girls 200 medley relay won the state championship. And that's always a cool thing when you get four team members pulling together to win something like that. And that was senior Jessica Davis in the backstroke, sophomore Grace Harang in the breast, sophomore Sophia Swantes in the fly, and senior Kylie MacArthur in the freestyle. And they hit a 149.80. We also had Davis took second in the backstroke. Harang got a second in the 500 free with a school record of 5:17.13. Harang also took third in the 200 IM. Freshman Titan Frawley got a third in the boys 500 free. Davis added a fourth in the 100 fly. MacArthur a sixth in the freestyle, 50 free. Senior Molly Blackman finished seventh in the 200 free and the 100 back. And we had a fifth-place girls 200 free relay team of Blackman, Frawley, Swantes, and MacArthur, and the girls 400 free relay took second.
So overall ranking for Sitka High girls was?
The overall ranking was second place, and it was kind of a surprise when you're watching the meet and the points weren't coming up like you thought, but they managed to haul in there behind Diamond. Diamond won the girls' title, and Service won the boys' title.
Yeah, and again, swimming is unclassified, so Sitka is literally in the pool, in the water, in the same boat with some of the biggest schools in the state.
They're a little dog in a big pool, that's for sure.
With a big bite. Jessica Davis, you mentioned, came in second in the backstroke. I know she was seated second, but wasn't she a favorite in the backstroke?
Jessica had won three straight state championships in the 100 back, and she went into this in the preliminaries seated second, but everyone knew she was going to get faster. Just everyone's tapering, and she was bound to hit it. And when it came time for Davis to swim the 100 back, I mean, you could see the pressure. And she came out. She led from the start. The announcer is announcing, Davis is ahead. Davis is leading. And she's ahead. And then all of a sudden on the last turn, she cramps. Her legs cramps. The first time it's ever happened to her. And so she has to start pulling stronger with her arms. She tires. The girl catches her in the last 10 feet and just out touches her. And then you see these emotions flow, these tears, and she still has a big relay to swim at the end of the meet, and they're counting on her, and to watch her pull it all together, to have her teammates, bring her back into reality, so to speak. And in the last relay, they almost win that. I mean, the girls swim incredibly, all four girls swimming freestyle. It was incredible to watch.
Wow. The ups and downs of high school sport, it does mean so much to these kids because they put in a huge amount of time.
A huge amount. And speaking of time, you have a senior, Jacob Gagne, swimming his whole life for the Barracudas and then the Wolves, and at Blatchley Pool, taking in all the chlorine and all that. And his only hope was to get on a state podium, and so regions, his relay team, wow, they look strong. They're going to be a state factor. And then, of course, three members of the team get kicked off at regions, and it's just Jacob and some substitutes, to watch them. Jacob led off in that race and was right with the number one. The next kid came was they were still in the top three. They wound up finishing last. Everyone was out of the pool, and they still had a length to go. And then when it's over, he shakes everyone's hands. He goes toward Coach Ben Adams, and they both start crying. They hug, and you get emotional just watching that. Yeah. It's incredible to watch.
Yeah, it's powerful to think about that Jacob swam his leg like a champion in that relay. And the other three guys are, we'll have time to, to work up to that.
Yeah, you could say Jacob, he's got a gold medal in being an adult.
Yeah. So. Klaus, it's kind of cool that you had a chance to interview the our state championship girls 200 medley relay team, and you brought back a little tape. I thought we should play it for folks.
Let's do it. A great group of girls.
Let's do it.
So this is Klaus Stopey with Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio, and I'm here at the 2018 ASAA Swim Championships with the Sitka 200 medley relay team that won the gold medal, and we're going to talk to Coach
Ben Adams.
Ben's going to tell us a little bit about the relay, and then we'll go through each portion of the relay. Ben, this is pretty exciting. A state championship is always a pretty special thing, especially when you have four individuals swimming together to make a team.
Yeah, last year we had three of these same girls on the team, and we came in, was it two of you? Just two of the four here were on the team, and we came in second with a really fast time, and we thought that perhaps that was as good as it was going to get, but these four really came together in practice every day and just got faster and faster, and before we knew it, we were looking at another potential state championship relay team in the medley, and so to start it off like that was awesome. I think we had the lead from the very beginning and never let up, and so we had a lot of big names last year that graduated out, but we were right there waiting with the newer, younger kids, and we got it done.
So. And who swam your first leg?
Jessica swam the first leg in the backstroke.
Jessica, tell us about that backstroke.
I just tried to do my underwaters, go strong for those, go as far as I could.
Jessica has the best underwater dolphin kick in this whole state, and she uses it to her advantage to get far underwater, fast, away from all the rest of the kids. So it's really cool to see her do that because nobody else is capable of that. So when she kicks out and she's aggressive with those underwater kicks, it's really impressive.
And then who came on the breast?
Grace.
I'm Grace Herring, and I did the breaststroke leg. And I was not expecting us to be ahead after Jessica. And no offense to Jessica. And I just swam my heart out. I wasn't looking around or anything, and we were riding our own way. We were so excited and to be ahead.
And then Sophia got up. She was part of the relay last year. She did the fly leg last year and again this year.
So Sophia, tell us about your leg.
I'm Sophia Schwantes, and I did the fly portion of the leg, and really I just tried to keep the lead in front of everyone. At first I was a little scared that we didn't have the lead, but I just tried to swim as hard as I could.
Coach, tell us about what happens when you got three legs done and your girls are tired, they're done, and you have one more to go.
Well, I mean, it's the last leg. It's pretty important. So fortunately, we had Kylie, who has been just getting better and better every day, every meet. She really put up a clutch performance and swam faster than she ever has by a big margin. And it was more than enough to keep us in the lead and get us a time that was not far off our school record, which is fifth place all time, I think. So it's one of the fastest swims Alaska's ever seen in this relay, and all the girls did phenomenally well.
Kylie, tell us about the last leg. What's going through your mind when you're watching it go by leg by leg by leg?
I was getting a little more nervous as each person kept the lead the whole time, because I was honestly a little surprised that we were ahead the whole time. And then I was like, okay, well now I gotta keep the lead, I have to win, I can't let my teammates down. But then I got super pumped and hyped that I was really excited, and I dove in. I have to swim as fast as I can. I did, so it was fun.
You could really feel the energy up there at Bartlett High. Those girls are very excited to get that championship.
You know, and the whole stands are that excited. You know, the timers and, you know, the ASA officials, the people who have staged it. If anyone has a chance, they should go to a state tournament, even, you know, any state tournament, tennis, soccer, baseball, softball, basketball. You're always going to find some excitement somewhere that's fun to report on.
And kind of bittersweet for Ben Adams, right? He's going to be hanging up his whistle.
He's retiring. Retiring with these seniors who he started with. You know, he's had them for 4 years, and you could hear in his voice. He was pretty subdued, and watching him the whole meet, you could see he was still coaching and still excited, but you could see there was this underlining sadness, so to speak, that it was his last meet. And he mentions that. I talked to him when he was hugging Jacob Gagne at the end. he said he was a senior once himself for Sitka High School, and his last meet, he knew the emotions. He said no words were necessary when Jacob came up to him at the end, because he had been there before and this was Jacob's time. So it was really fun.
Yeah. Klaus, what do we have to look forward to next week? Going to be talking about state volleyball championships?
We are. Mount Edgecombe beat Sitka over at the regions this last weekend in Juneau. I managed to stop in there real quick, and they'll be going up to Anchorage now and playing in the state 3A tournament. They opened with Grace Christian, who they've only met once this year up at a tournament, and Grace kept them winless. It's going to be a tough one. But the good thing about state volleyball is it's a double elimination tournament. So it's a lot of fun. Play a lot of volleyball. And then Thunder Mountain beat Juneau in the 4A, and so they'll be up there too.
Yeah, I appreciate the double elimination tournaments. I know they started doing it down here in 3A for basketball, you know.
It gives you that chance, you know. You could go undefeated in the season and you come in tired or overlook somebody, and, you know. And I think it gives you the best teams going into the state meet. You know, you get that second chance. And if you don't win the second chance, then you don't deserve to be going up there.
Right. All right. Well, I look forward to that. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. Join us again next Tuesday when Klaus Stolpe will be in. Until then, I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director.
And I'm Klaus Stolpe, Sitka Sentinel.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
This is the Sitka High School 200 Medley Relay on Sitka Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.